Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Are you sure you don't want to come?
Why? What time is it?
It's almost 10.
Oh.
I'd really like you to be there. What do you reckon, Amy, eh? A bit of time in church?
I don't think so.
You might feel better.
Sorry.
Don't you want to see your old dad give his sermon?
No, of course I do.
I know, it's fine. You'd rather stay in bed.
I really would. Didn't get much sleep last night and it was such a long shift.
Sure.
I'd rather be on my own.
Well, I'll let you get some kit then.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm heading off now. If you change your mind, though, you can always sneak in at the back.
OK.
In a bit.
Hope it goes well.
Ta-ra.
Alan?
Oh, Lucia.
How is she?
Yeah, fine.
Would she like some breakfast?
No, I don't think so. She's pretty tired. She's going back to sleep.
Oh, right.
Now, where did I leave my sermon?
Did she say what she's doing later?
No.
I see.
What have I done with it?
Alan?
What?
Well, I was hoping I might...
Look, I'm sorry, Usha, I really haven't got time. Look, I say, she wants to be alone.
But...
Why do I always do this?
Try your jacket pocket.
All right. Well, I'd best be off. You're not coming, are you?
No, not
fine. So I'll see you when I see you.
Yes, okay, darling. Bye, then.
Room service?
Oh, Ian... What's all this?
Well, we have the full continental coffee, croissants, orange juice.
Oh, here, let me.
No. Stay there. Don't move.
Wow, this looks amazing. Did you make these yourself?
Of course. And I fetched the Sunday papers as well.
Oh, I didn't even hear you get up.
Well, you come on.
Let me under. Oh. Sorry.
Oh, you duvet thief.
Oh, Ian, really? You didn't have to go to all this trouble. It almost makes me glad I got bashed over the head.
Don't say that.
I'm serious. It's the most time you've spent together in months.
Well, it's back to work tomorrow.
Oh.
Sorry.
Can't you ask Caroline for another week off?
I wish.
Gordon's managing, isn't he? And I am still very fragile. Tell her you can't leave me on my own.
Adam.
She can hardly say no.
You'll survive. Besides, I doubt you'll be on your own for long. Your mum will be on the doorstep first thing.
Not quite the same thing. Delicious. Is this Jules, honey?
Yeah. Of course. That's not bad.
Thank you. So, one more day, eh? I suppose we'd better make the most of it then.
Sorry to intrude. I heard your music playing.
Oh.
I brought you a cup of tea. Shall I put it down here?
Sure. Thanks.
No problem. That's a pretty top. Is it new?
I've had it a couple of weeks.
I thought I hadn't seen it before. Amy.
Hmm?
Look, I know you're angry with me, but I don't want it to be like this. I'm sure you don't either.
Usha, please, don't.
We need to talk. 2 minutes. That's all I ask.
Usha, I'm really tired.
Please, just hear me out. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I should have told you about Carl. I'm not denying that. But the last thing I'd ever want to do is hurt you. You mean the world to me, Amy. You do know that, don't you? I just didn't know what to do for the best. You were so happy.
Usha.
I couldn't bear to break it to you. I didn't want to shatter your illusions.
Must have been terrible for you.
Oh, Amy, that's not what I meant at all. Oh, come on, this is silly. It's not helping either of us.
You're right there.
I can see what you're going through. It's exactly what I was trying to avoid.
Oh, don't. You thought I knew.
What?
About Carl being married.
Well, I did wonder if you might. I wasn't judging you, though. No, really, I wasn't.
You let me make a complete fool of myself. All that time you could have said something.
Yes.
And there I was thinking everything was fine.
But Amy...
Dreaming about all the things me and Carl were going to do together. How I was going to move into his flat.
Oh, love.
And we were going to...
Don't. Oh.
And all that was just a fantasy, was it? Wasn't real.
Oh, Amy, sweetheart.
And you just let me. You stood there and you let him lie and give you flowers and take me away.
I'm sorry.
Have you any idea how violated that makes me feel? Well, have you?
Amy, I made a mistake. I don't know what else to say to you.
Try saying nothing. You're good at that.
No, Amy.
You must think I'm stupid. A silly little girl. Don't shatter her illusions.
No, not at all. This is me, Amy. You know I'd never think that.
No, I don't. I thought I did. But you, Carl, it's like there's no one I can trust anymore.
That's not true.
Please, just leave me alone.
It's only because I care about you.
Care?
Yes.
If you did, you would have told me.
I was going to.
When?
Amy, I was...
Please, Usha, just go.
But...
Please, just leave me alone.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Jennifer.
Well, I suppose it was long overdue. He was an awfully old dog.
Still, never nice to lose a pet.
No. But at least it was peaceful. Brian found him curled up this morning.
Ah.
And to be honest, I'm just grateful it happened while Rory was away at school. He's already had the shock of hearing about Adam.
Of course.
And now losing poor old Fly as well.
How is Adam?
Oh, improving. Slowly. I was just about to drop in on him.
Oh, well, don't let me hold you up.
No.
And give him my best, won't you?
Yes.
Thanks again for staying to help with the coffees.
Oh, Alan, before I go, I just wanted to tell you I particularly enjoyed your sermon this morning.
Oh.
You know, what you said about trusting in God to heal a broken heart. It's really, really touching.
Oh, thanks.
Not that I don't normally enjoy your sermons, of course, but there was something about the way you spoke. It really seemed to come from the heart.
Well, that's kind.
You put it beautifully.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Alan, don't forget we're going to need volunteers for the cake.
Oh, the giant one, the WI are making.
Yes, the Jubilee.
Yeah, your mum was telling me about it.
Yes, well, it's certainly going to be a challenge. And it's Clary that I feel sorry for. She's the one who's got to ice 60 sponges.
60?
Yes. One for every year that the Queen's been on
the... Been on the throne, right, yes. Peggy did tell me.
Well, I hope we're going to see you at the Green. We don't just need the volunteers to make the cakes. We're going to need plenty of people to eat them as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Whatever I can do to help.
Yeah.
Amy?
Hi.
Hello, love.
Hi.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, morning.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I should...
Oh, really, yeah, of course, yeah.
Annie, it's nice to see you, Amy.
You too.
No, bye.
Give my best to Adam.
Oh, right.
Amy? Oh, no.
Dad.
I said you should have come to the service. It's not good for you to be on your own.
No, it's not that.
Well, what is it then?
It's Usha. She came in to talk to me.
I see.
I still can't believe she thought that of me.
I know, love, I know.
Bye, Jennifer. Take care. Well.
What are you smirking at?
Didn't I say you're going to be more than well looked after next week?
Right. Right.
You won't have a chance to miss me.
Oh, shut up.
Poor Fly, though.
Yeah.
Won't be the same without him lolloping up in the morning to say hello. I bet Mum was sad.
Yeah, of course. Mm. Well, it's good news about that guy, though. No, the one who's helping out while you're off. Mark, isn't it?
I think so. He's going to have his hands full.
Well, your mum said he had the right experience for the job.
He's still only just out of uni.
Yeah, but Brian's handling the fruit orders and your mum's looking after the pickers.
I know. It's just, I hadn't even thought. They start arriving in a couple of weeks.
Well, you don't have to. That's why Brian's hired Mark.
I still feel guilty, though.
Adam, he's getting paid.
No. I mean about Mum and Brian. I'm letting them down, really.
Oh, come on. That's the last thing they think.
I suppose.
You know Brian. He loves to rise to a challenge.
He does.
Look, everyone just wants to see you get better.
Okay, fair enough.
So, what do you want to do?
Carry on just sitting here?
I thought you wanted to make the most of the day.
Oh.
How about we go and watch the cricket? Ambridge are playing at home, aren't they?
Yeah, but you hate cricket.
Then it'll be good practice for the test match.
Well, all right, if you're sure. That'd be lovely.
Cool. We can take the fold-up chair so you're comfortable.
True.
It's a lovely day. If I do get bored, I can fall asleep in the sun.
Bored?
Right then.
Well, you don't need to get them now.
Well, I'm not. I'm just making a starting lunch.
But I'm still digesting breakfast.
Well, it's only going to be soup and a roll. We can eat before we go.
Ian,
you'll manage.
Thanks. You're being a star.
You don't have to read it.
No, I'd like to.
Amy, is that you? Oh, Alan.
Hi.
Sorry, I thought...
She came to find me at church.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I want to get to the kitchen.
But I really didn't mean to upset you.
Dad, do you want a hot drink?
Yes, please, love.
Amy, hold on.
Usha, honestly, just leave her.
But I can't bear it.
Tea or coffee?
Tea, please, love.
Alan.
Look, I wouldn't try talking to her for a while.
Well, I can't just...
Please, Usha, just leave it. Let me deal with Amy, okay?
Yep, thanks. Yep, bye. Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, don't worry, Roy.
Just to say Lorna's sorted for Saturday now.
Oh.
Yeah, Emma's going to do it.
That's great.
What's this?
Oh, it's just a wedding. We're short on waitressing staff.
Oh. Well, at least people are still getting married.
True.
Don't worry, darling. I'm sure business will start to pick up.
I know. It's just that we've got some quite ambitious quarterly targets, and I'm keen that we hit them.
Oh, and Elizabeth, I've got some artwork for you to look at when you've got a minute.
Sure.
Listen, I'll get out of your way.
Oh, no.
I can see you all busy.
Honestly, Mum, it's time I let Roy escape anyway.
Not likely.
No, I'm going. I've got a fake committee meeting tonight anyway.
Oh, is that this evening?
Yes. Kenton's hosting it at the ball. Did I tell you he's agreed to help with the games?
Damn it.
Yeah, I think so. Roy, is everything all right?
Yeah, it's nothing. I just forgot. Hayley's supposed to be going.
Oh, right.
Well, bye, darling.
Yes, Mum, okay. And thanks for cooking Lily and Freddie their dinner.
It was no trouble. Bye, Roy.
Yeah, bye, Jill. Right, better ring Hayley.
Roy, if you need to go home...
No.
I'm sure whatever it is can wait till morning.
It's fine. Don't worry. I'm sure Dad and Vicky will be able to look after Abby.
Oh, shut up! No, Rhys. Hey, I'm only messing with you. It was a compliment.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, of course.
No, it was. It's just an unusual batting style you've got. You ever play tennis?
Right, that's it.
No, do you want this cocktail all over you?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, at least I made that catch. It was about the only decent thing in the entire match.
Well, it was pretty painful. Yeah. And against Watley Cross, too.
Exactly, so stop laughing.
Oh, sorry.
You had enough of that yesterday.
All right, come on then. Let's see what we've created.
Yeah.
A toast, I think. To her Madge. May her subjects never go thirsty. Oh, it's certainly very...
Brace it.
Yeah, could probably do with a few tweaks.
Yeah, more than a few.
No, it's got potential. Hey, Mum!
Hello!
Get your smackers around that.
Kenton.
No, we need opinions.
Why, what is it?
It's to celebrate the Jubilee. As you'll have noticed from the chalkboard, you can already pre-order a Bull picnic box for the big day itself.
Yes.
And now, you can treat yourself to a delicious cocktail too.
Look, we're just experimenting, really. It's our first attempt.
Well, all right, why not? Right.
Now, be honest, we want genuine feedback.
Okay.
Tell us what you think.
Oh, Kenton!
No?
That's dreadful! Huh. What's in it?
What, gin?
Lemon juice?
Limoncello?
It's revolting! Whatever made you think of that?
Well, it was Reese's idea, really. Oh,
what?
Yeah, and I thought, since I've got you all here for the committee
meeting... Well, don't give it to anyone else!
No, I won't. Come on, what did I say, Reese? Right, it's back to the drawing board.
What a shame, Usha. Is Amy very ill?
She's not great.
Oh, dear.
But oh, she'll be okay. Alan wanted to stay with her, though.
Of course. Oh, by the way, I've got feelers out with several theatre groups. I've had quite a lot of interest.
Oh, right.
For the community games. I really do think we ought to concentrate on the cultural side of things, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Marvellous. Oh, and Jim asked me to pass on a message about Fields in Trust.
Oh, did he?
Evening, Usha.
Hi, Kenton. Oh, Jill.
Hello.
Hello. I was just telling Usha, Fields in Trust came to visit the site this morning. Hopefully we'll receive their final approval in a few weeks' time.
That's good news.
Actually, Jill, if you've time...
Can I get anyone a drink?
Kenton, no.
I only meant tea or coffee. Usha?
Tea, please.
Great. Mum?
Tea would be lovely.
It's regarding Britain in Blue.
Yeah, Linda?
Oh, yes, tea's fine. Thank
well,
you, Jill.
That's simple enough. Shall we head on up to the flat?
Well, if I could just have a...
No, I've loads of ideas for the games.
You do?
Oh, yeah, too right. London, I better watch out. Once I'm finished, Ambridge Fete is going to be the festival of sport.
Oh, well, that's all very
I
well,
can't
Kenton.
Wait.
Right, come on, then. Let's get cracking.
I thought so, Roy.
I know.
Enough's enough. Come on, go home.
Yeah, almost done.
Am I going to have to put your coat on you?
Look, just let me send this email.
Why, what is it?
Oh, it's to the Echo. Sending them some bump about English Wine Week. You know, details about the tastings, tours of the vineyard.
Oh, sure.
Hopefully, in a couple of weeks, they'll give us a big spread.
Great.
We need as many people through the gates as we can.
Yes. Did you get through to Hayley?
Yeah. Yeah, Dad and Vicky are out.
Oh, Roy.
No, Hayley understood. I need to get on top of this now. What with the wedding this weekend and everything else.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Right, I think we're there.
You done?
Yeah. Yeah, that's gone.
Good.
Oh, one more thing.
Roy?
No, won't take a minute. I've got a suggestion.
Kenton. You're not serious. A caterpillar race?
Absolutely.
So, in addition to hurling boots around...
Competitive welly-wanging.
And bouncing about on space hoppers...
The children would love that.
You're now saying that we should descend to the level of racing insect larvae.
What? No, we're not actually going to race caterpillars, Linda. We tie people into sleeping bags, and then they wriggle along the ground as if they were caterpillars.
Well, for goodness sake.
I think it sounds rather fun.
Look, I can abide the tug of war. At least that used to be an Olympic sport.
Oh, good.
But please, everyone, can we not aspire to something a little more elevated? Such as my idea for a celebration of art, poetry and prose?
Kenton's ideas would have a wider appeal.
Honestly? Yeah. Usha, what do you think?
Sorry?
What would you enjoy more? The imaginative output of the children of the village? Beautifully displayed in the village hall?
Yeah, or... an adrenaline-pumped battle between human caterpillars. Hmm?
Well, the caterpillars seem more in keeping with the idea of village games.
Oh.
Yeah, of course they are. No, Linda, we'll do it properly. We'll have a podium and a medal ceremony.
Must we, Kenton?
No, it'll be great.
Honestly,
I think it sounds tremendous. Mm.
Well, what about those people who don't like sport?
Well, what about them?
Well, we're going to have so much of it this summer, and we can't all be athletes, can we? I'm thinking particularly of the youngsters now.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Isn't that the point, though, Linda?
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun.
Well, excuse me for making a serious point, but I genuinely believe this elitist culture of competition can be extremely corrosive. I still have very painful memories of being ostracised at school just because I wasn't good at hockey, and these things leave scars.
Yeah, on your shins, maybe.
Oh, you can mock Kenton.
I don't think anyone's going to be traumatised because they fell off their space hopper.
Well, no, you wouldn't. You've never had your kit hidden in the shower room.
Why don't we have other prizes, then?
What?
As well as the medals. We could have an award for sportsmanlike behaviour.
Sportsperson-like, please.
Kenton, what do you think, Linda? Would that make you feel happier?
It's not about how I feel.
Usha?
Yes, sounds like a good idea to me.
So we're agreed then.
Left on the sidelines again.
Wonderful. So what's next?
The opening ceremony.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I thought maybe we could combine it with the opening of the fete.
No, you're right. It doesn't look too complicated.
No, it isn't.
And John definitely thinks we'd have a chance.
Yeah. I mean, he's not saying we'll win gold.
No, of course.
But even if we came away with a bronze, it would still do wonders for our sales, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So, what do you think now you've seen the website? Can I enter Lower Loxley for Wine of the Year?
Well, if the winery thinks it's good enough, be my guest.
Oh, fantastic. I'll sort out the entry.
Thank you, Roy.
Oh, it's no problem.
No, really. You can't imagine how proud Nigel would be. The very idea his wine might be recognised by the Vineyards Association. Oh, you'd never hear the last of it.
Well, he'd deserve it.
I suppose. But you're not to start on that now.
Okay.
Go on, scoot. Go home to Hayley.
Kenton, no. I don't want it.
Oh, be a sport.
Yep, you see? You're still mocking me.
No, I'm not. Look, just a sip.
I don't even know what's in it.
Rhys?
Oh, right, it's sparkling wine, peach schnapps, cherry liqueur. What? It is based on a key royale.
Yeah, and I'd value your opinion. No, Linda, seriously, you were right. We shouldn't be in competition. I mean, you are the connoisseur here. Now, I can come up with silly games, but we want this to be sophisticated, don't we, Rhys?
Yeah, sure.
I would genuinely like to know what you think.
Well, all right then. Just a small sip, though.
Oh, you're a trooper. Well, come on then. What's the verdict?
It's not bad. In fact, I have to admit, that's actually rather delicious.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, Eureka! Yes!
Bye, everyone!
Yeah, see you, Mum.
Bye.
Oh, gosh, Jill! I still need to speak to her about Britain in Bloom.
You're not going?
Oh, well, yes.
But you haven't finished your drink.
Well, I know, but...
Go on, be a devil. There's only a bit left.
Oh, well, that is true. Right.
Can I make you another?
No, I really must dash.
Okay, cheers, Linda.
Yeah, never mind. Fill her up. Oh, waste not, want not. Oh. Well done, boyo. Bottoms up.
You will give my love to Amy. I hope she starts to feel better soon.
I will.
It's not fair to come down with a cold in May.
No.
Jill, hold on.
Linda.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't have a quick word, could
yes.
I?
Yes.
I'll head back.
Are you sure?
Yes. Night, Linda.
Oh, yes. Good night. Ooh, I'm so glad I caught you.
Did Usha seem okay to you? Maybe she's coming down with this bug.
Oh, quite possibly. Now, I think you'll agree. A little love and attention has worked wonders on the green.
Oh, yes, the planters.
Which is why we need to make sure the surrounding properties look equally picturesque. Jim and Christine can be relied upon, of course. And they're also taking care of the hall.
You all right, Linda?
Yes, I'm sorry, it's the bubbles. And I've had a quiet word with Susan about the shop, and she's agreed to hang baskets, as will the bull.
I see.
But then there's Honeysuckle Cottage and number one, the green. I wanted to ask you, do you think Tom and Brenda would object to tidying it up? Even in this light, Jill, you can see it's an eyesore.
I'm not sure. Tom's so busy on the farm. Tony still can't do very much.
No, I know.
And as for Adam and Ian, I really don't think we should be bothering them at the moment.
Oh, what about the competition, though? It only takes one house to blight the entire ensemble.
Even so, I don't think it's fair. Not when people have got more important things to deal with.
But this is important. What about the hard work everyone else has put in, Jill?
You're not cycling home, are you, Linda?
Cycling?
That is your bike over there.
Well, it's not going to be there when the judges come.
No, I didn't mean
that. We won't stand a chance if the green isn't immaculate.
But surely it's the taking part that counts.
Heavens, no. I want to win.
There's not a lot of point doing it otherwise.
What's all this then?
Morning, Jazza. It's arrived.
My delivery for the Playboy Mansion.
Playboy Mansion?
Aye, I saw the grin on your face. Only you could look that excited about polytunnel.
It is exciting. This is going to make a big difference. Finally, we might actually start to make some progress around here.
So, what are we doing then? Putting it up?
Nice try.
Huh?
No, I'm paying these guys to do it.
Excellent.
We're moving the pig arcs.
But, Tom, can we not help them?
Jazza?
You know, many hands know that.
And who's going to shift the pig arcs? No, come on.
I don't suppose I've got time for a coffee first.
I'm starting to suspect you have a hangover.
Don't be ridiculous. I've just been up since four.
And so have I. Well, near enough. Look, I'm sorry, but I've got so much to do today. Why don't you hitch up a trailer and take it up to the pigs?
What? So I'm doing it on my own now?
I won't be long. I just want to check that they know what they're doing. Well, go on.
Aye, sir. Yes, sir. If I'd known, I wouldn't have skipped breakfast.
And yes, all right, Jazza. I'll make us a flask of coffee.
Morning, Adam. Beautiful day.
Gorgeous, isn't it?
How are you doing?
Oh, you know.
Morning, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Daryl.
Slow but sure.
Oh, it's good to see you up and about. I couldn't believe it when Alona came back from your nan's and told us. Hey, takes more than a whack over the head to see this one off, though, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Is your mum taking good care of you?
Oh, you'd better believe it.
Good. Hey, well, I'm glad you're back on the mend, mate.
Cheers.
I'll see you both round, yeah?
Yeah, see you, Daryl.
See ya, take care.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, seems a nice chap. So, did the police say anything else?
No, just that they'd been put on remand.
Well, any court date?
Not yet.
Well, when they get one, I hope they throw away the key.
Mum!
No, I'm serious, Adam.
Perhaps we should just set you on them.
No.
Then they'd get what they deserve.
Don't make fun, darling. You must be relieved as well.
Of course I am. It's just... well, I remember so little. You're right, though. It's good to know they're where they belong.
And you're not to worry about the farm, either. Mark's settling in well. He seems very capable.
Good.
And two of the deer have calved already. Ryan's going to help him with the ear tagging.
Right.
So we are all managing.
Have you spoken to Rory?
Yes, he called on Sunday night. Not about Fly, though.
I did wonder.
No. We thought we'd wait till half term. Oh, hold on.
What's the matter?
Miss Linda, Churchyard. What on earth is she doing?
I have no idea. You don't think she's still looking for her big cat, do you?
Linda!
Oh, Jennifer!
Hello! Is everything all right?
Yes, my prayers have been answered.
This would be the place?
Oh, look what I found!
Sorry, I don't think I quite understand. It's eggshell.
It's not just any eggshell, Jennifer.
Peregrines.
Precisely.
Oh,
isn't it marvellous?
Oh, wonderful.
Our pair must be breeding.
Brian's going to be thrilled.
I found these fragments at the base of the tower, and I thought if I could find more, I might be able to ascertain how many chicks there are.
Well, look, don't let us distract you, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Although, actually, Adam...
Yes?
I was hoping to have a quick word with you, and as you're clearly on the road to recovery...
Well, actually, Linda, I am starting to flag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, no, I'm fine, but I could do with getting home.
This won't take a moment.
Oh, it does tire up very quickly. We ought to go.
Sorry, Linda.
No, I quite understand. Your health's far more important.
Thanks.
Come on then, darling. I'm sure you're okay.
Yeah, I just need to sit down.
Although, Adam, perhaps I could drop by to speak to you later.
All right, girls.
No, Ed. We're all present and correct.
Go away, will you? You've had your
grub. No problem. Yep. Okay. Cheers. Perhaps we can get on now.
So what was all that about?
Ed had his pasture grubbed up. He thought one of the pigs might have escaped. Ready for the next one?
I thought we were taking a break.
Jazza.
I've only just let up.
We haven't got all day. Now, come on.
All right.
Well?
Save it for later.
Happy now?
Aye.
Good. I was hoping to nip home for lunch.
Come down the bill. I might still be giving away free cocktails.
And lift!
How many people seemed to want them last night? Tasted fine to me, but...
Does it? Can you put your back into it, please?
Soz.
Maybe if you didn't spend so much time down the pub, you'd be in a fit state for work. I bet Harry isn't out all hours.
Nah, he's normally tucked up in bed, benign.
Exactly. He's sensible. Now, this way.
Did I tell you?
Come on, towards me.
About Harry and Sabrina Thwaite.
What?
Did his Lady Chatterley act for her?
I have no idea what you're on about.
On a flower bed. For the promises auction.
Oh.
Made sure hubby was away, didn't she?
Did she really?
Not that she got her money's worth.
Oh, hell.
Kept his shirt on. Mere fool him.
Jazza, please. Just for 1 minute, can you keep your mouth shut?
I'm not the one holding things up with his phone pinging and ringing all the time.
Look, we'll get this done a lot faster if we just concentrate on what we're doing, okay?
Fine.
Oh. Oh.
See?
All right, put it down.
What did I just say?
I know.
And I'm the one that gets the blame.
Oh, sorry. It's a message from Linda Snell. She appears to be on a mission.
To be honest, Linda, I'm not sure I have a strong opinion.
Oh, but Jennifer, it's vital we choose the right person. It'll be the culmination of all our hard work.
Yes, I know.
I wondered about the Lord Lieutenant.
To cut the cake?
Mm. Well, he is the Queen's personal representative in the county.
Well, it is the day of the Jubilee, though.
Exactly. Who could be more appropriate?
But won't he be rather busy? I mean, he's bound to have other appointments.
Oh.
And it's only a very small event.
Mm. Yes, well, you may be right.
Anyway, I think it's fine to have someone from the village.
Mm.
We could make quite a fuss of them. Now, we should really leave Adam in peace.
What? Are you off?
Yes, and I'm sure you need more sleep.
It could be one of our older residents.
I'm sorry?
Someone with real history and stature in the village. An elder statesman. Or stateswoman, of course.
Well, yes, if you like. So are you going to have a little nap now, darling?
Oh, I might do.
Well, I think you should. Don't you, Linda?
Hmm?
Well, he's looking so tired.
Don't worry, Mum. It's okay.
Really? Oh, well. Well, all right. I've left some lunch in the fridge.
Oh, thanks.
So when you're hungry...
Yes.
Oh, bye, Linda, then.
Bye, Jennifer. And thanks again. That's such a marvellous idea.
Well, that's good. And you will get some rest, won't you, darling?
Mum, I'll be fine. Now go.
Must be nice to have a mother who worries so much about you.
Yes. Oh, excuse me. Half an hour's exertion and I'm beat.
Hmm. Do they expect that to last for long? I mean, how long before you're back to full strength?
Well, it could take a few weeks.
I see. Well, I won't keep you too long. I simply wanted to ask, have you any plans for your front garden?
The garden?
Hmm. You see, we've been busy beautifying the green for the Britain in Bloom contest, and most of the residents have agreed to do the same with their houses. Do you think you might spruce up the front of your cottage?
I hadn't really thought. We'll probably trim the hedge.
Ah.
I'm not sure I'm in a fit state to do much at the moment.
Yes, of course, I do understand. I wouldn't want to put pressure on you, Adam.
Yeah, thanks.
Only it needn't be too taxing. And gardening can be wonderfully therapeutic.
Isn't that great?
Yes, I suppose so.
You suppose? Lona Bub, he's offering me work.
It's good. Sorry, my keys, have you seen them?
Matt says there's these two houses and they need completely stripping out. And they're only just up the road.
Ah.
So there'll be regular work. 2 or 3 days a week, Matt reckons.
2 or 3?
Yeah.
No, which days?
Oh, well, it'll depend.
So how will he pay you?
Like before.
Oh.
Look, if I could find a proper job, I would. Mm. But it's work, isn't it? And if Matt's offering...
You must go back and talk to him.
What? No.
Ask him to settle things properly, not just cash in hand.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, it's none of my business. Anyway, what does it matter? I thought you'd be pleased.
I'm not asking Matt.
Folks aren't exactly queuing up to employ me, are they? Not with my record.
transfer.
And it beats sitting on my backside all day.
Shh, Dara. Listen.
What?
Next door.
Well, you can manage that, can't you? I don't know. I'll have to see.
Who is there talking to Tom?
You see, I'm only referring to the part of your garden that faces the green.
I am pretty busy at the moment.
Well, what about Brenda?
I'll ask. Now, I'd really like to have my lunch.
Oh, it's just that everyone else is putting in such a lot of effort.
Linda.
Susan at the shop, Jolene at the ball.
That's different. They're businesses.
Christine, Jim.
They're retired.
Even Adam's agreed. Yes, Tom. Even Adam. I've only just spoken to him. And I'm sure you wouldn't want to be the one to spoil it.
Look.
If you could at least cut the grass. Perhaps do a spot of weed killing.
Right.
After all, Tom, the sooner you get on top of dandelions, the fewer you'll have to deal with in the future.
Fine.
Oh, you will. Thank you.
Please, can I go...
And the border along the sidewalk, I was thinking...
What?
You could easily plant it with annuals. Come and see, I'll show you.
No, no, I don't think so.
But it would do so much to brighten it up.
I'm sure it would,
You
but...
do know our theme is red, white and blue, don't you?
Listen, Linda...
You could even put a nice big pot in the corner.
And when am I supposed to do all this?
Well...
I've barely got time to breathe at the moment. You did hear my dad had a heart attack.
Oh, of course, Tom. But maybe you should think of it as time to relax.
Relax? The last thing I want to do when I get home is to come out and start...
Everything all right?
Oh, Eleanor, Daryl. Oh, yes, yes, Tom and I were simply...
Can we help?
You...
Yeah, with the garden. You're doing ours anyway, aren't you, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, and I can easily give your lawn a quick whiz round with the mower.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. You enjoy it, don't you?
Yes. People say I have green fingers.
Well, all right.
Marvellous.
You must let me pay you something.
No, Tom. We are neighbours.
There, you see.
Cheers.
One can always find a solution. That's what Britain in Bloom ought to be about. People pulling together to help one another. Even when they're still relatively new to the community. Upstanding citizens.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Ilona and Daryl. That's the spirit we're looking for.
Hey, what are you looking for?
Didn't we have some biscuits?
Starving.
I've hardly eaten all day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Amy. I think we might have finished them at the warden's meeting. Do you want me to make you a sandwich?
No.
Oh, come on, don't be silly. What would you like? Cheese and tomato, cheese and pickle. I think there might be some hummus.
Just cheese, thanks.
No problem.
Thanks.
So, how was your day?
Hectic. We had an emergency cesarean.
Oh, dear.
But no, it's been all right, I suppose. A couple who'd had their baby on Monday brought me some chocolate.
Really?
Been trying for 3 years.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. So, that was lunch.
Well, always nice to know you're appreciated. They must be over the moon. So your day's not all been rushing about then? Has had some bright spots? Oh, Amy, love.
Sorry.
No, come here, come on.
I've been trying so hard to keep it together.
I'm sure you have.
But even that couple...
What?
No, it's not nice.
It's okay. Tell me.
It's just... When I saw them together...
Yes?
And they were so happy...
Well, go on.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Amy.
Doesn't matter. I'm fine.
Anybody here?
Evening, love.
Oh. Hi. Is everything okay?
Yeah, we would just...
Everything's great. I'm going to go and watch telly.
All right, love. I'll bring your sandwich through to you.
Sandwich?
Yeah, she's hungry.
But I was about to start dinner.
Yeah, it was just to keep her going. All she's had today is chocolate.
Right, fine. What about you? Have you had a good day?
I visited the Elms. I'm not sure Mrs. Smythe is going to be with us for much longer.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. You okay? I know she means a lot to you. I remember you telling me how welcoming she was to you when you first arrived. That was Mrs. Smythe, wasn't
it? Sorry, excuse me, love. I just need to...
Yes, of course.
You didn't want anything else on this, did you, love?
That is good news.
Isn't it, just?
Did Adam sound pleased? I suppose he must have done.
Yeah. So the next step is Crown Court.
I wonder when you'll hear about giving evidence.
Who knows? Not for a while, though, I don't expect.
No.
Still, at least for the time being, they're on remand.
Absolutely. And how's Adam?
Yeah, not bad. Well, he sounded pretty good, actually. Visitations from Linda aside. She's been pestering him about his front garden.
And what about it?
For Britain in Bloom. Apparently, it's blighting the green.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He says he just gave in the end. Anything for a bit of peace.
Oh, thank goodness we don't live on the green.
Yeah. You know, she's been on at Tom as well. Clearly, every beautiful village requires a Stalinist reign of terror.
Oh, haddock and chips all right for you, David?
Yeah, brilliant, thank you.
Good, that's simple enough.
It's very quiet, isn't it?
Is it? Well, Ben's playing football outside and Pip must still be at uni.
Right.
I don't know about Josh.
Well, might go and do some paperwork. You don't mind, do you?
No.
I mean, it's hardly ever this peaceful. And I've got some NFU stuff to do.
I'm sure.
Unless, that is... Well, don't fancy him.
Go and do your work, mister. I'll call you off in no time.
Who's Natalie?
You know, Jamie Perk's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember.
Well, she said girls should be able to learn as well. So when you get back from South Africa, you can come and train with us.
I guess.
You'd really like it, Phoebe. Ifty's cool.
Okay.
We can go down the cricket ground all the time in the summer.
Josh, I said okay.
You will?
I might as well.
Awesome.
I have to ask Mum to buy me a South Africa shirt.
So this is where you're hiding. Oh. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi.
Hi, I'm really sorry, but Josh is going to have to say goodbye now. I need to use the computer.
Dad, you don't have to shout.
Oh, sorry.
I have to go. I'll call you at the weekend.
Sure.
Say hi to your mum and Lucas for me.
Bye.
There.
Thanks, Josh.
Okay.
Hey, don't run away. I was just wondering, I need to start sorting out the firewood for the beacon on Lakey Hill.
Oh?
I thought I might go out after supper. Do you want to come and give me a hand?
Oh, it's okay, Amy. You don't have to leave.
I'm not. I'm just getting a drink.
Do you want to bring through the popcorn, love?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you going to sit down?
Yes, all right. So, how is she? Any better?
I think it's going to take longer than that.
I know, but...
It's still very raw. She's hardly going to recover overnight.
Well, I didn't mean. I just wondered... Oh, what are your plans for the evening, then?
Well, I said we can watch a film together.
Oh, which one?
Toy Story. She used to watch it all the time as a kid.
Really?
Back then, I could just put it on and cuddle up with her on the sofa. Within a minute, she'd be lost in it, with a great big smile on her face.
Oh, that's sweet.
Didn't matter what the problem was. Grey's knee, fallen out with her best friend, whatever. It'll always help her forget.
She thinks the world of you, Alan.
I know. I want to help her, but... Like I used to. But I just feel so useless. She doesn't deserve this.
No. But you can't protect her from the world, can you? Alan, listen.
Here you go, Dad.
Oh, thanks, love. Shall I set it up, then?
Go for it.
It's been ages since I've seen this. This is the one with the doll's head on spider's legs, right?
That's it.
It used to scare you so much.
Me?
Yes.
You were the one who used to get freaked out.
No, I never...
Yeah, you so were. I'd run my fingers up your arm and you'd go all shivery.
Don't believe it. Mind you, you're probably right.
Listen, I think I'll leave you to it.
Oh, sure.
It's okay. I might go for a walk while it's still light.
Dad, you need to press play.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know how long I'll be. Enjoy your film.
There's loads, isn't there?
Oh, Mum, mind out.
Oh, sorry, Josh.
Most of it's fallen branches from down by the river.
They'll be able to see the flames from Buckingham Palace.
Well, you never know. We bumped into Ed and Emma on the way.
Oh?
She's working at Lower Loxley this weekend.
Yeah, she told me. She seems really pleased.
Well, I expect they could do with the money. Oh, and Josh has been telling me all about his plans for over the summer. Isn't that right, Joshy?
What?
You're going to impress Phoebe with your cricketing prowess.
Oh, Dad.
He's going to show her his googlies.
No, I'm not. Just stop going on about it.
He's only pulling your leg.
Yeah, well, it's not funny.
All right, I'm sorry.
I only asked if she wanted to come to practice.
Yeah, I know, I
What's
know.
The big deal?
Josh, nothing. It's all right.
Watch out, you dropped the soap.
Oh, dear.
David, you're so mean.
Oh, come on, he'll be all right.
He's obviously really looking forward to her coming home.
Yeah.
What? Oh, hi, Usha.
Evening.
Were we meant to...
No. I was just walking by and I thought... Oh, you don't mind, do you?
No.
Fine, it's fine.
I was hoping to have a quick chat.
Sure. That's okay, isn't it, David?
Of course, yeah.
You're going to be out here a while?
Yep.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have descended on you like
that. No!
Oh,
don't be daft. Come on. I'll put the kettle on.
See you later. Right, come on, Josh. Not finished yet. Not much to go now. You take this.
Oh, okay.
And on. Well, I'll take the rest of it.
Is that why you stopped it?
No.
Because we got to the scary bit.
I told you, I want a top-up of coffee.
You're such a wuss.
Oh, come on, it's like something out of The Exorcist. Hey. Oh, it's nice to see a smile on your face. It's going to be all right, Amy. I might not feel like it now, but trust me.
You're about the only one I can trust.
Oh, come on now.
It's true. Who else have I got?
Look, not every guy's going to be like Carl.
No, but you're the one who's always been there for me. Whenever I'm lost or I don't know what I'm doing, you're the only one I know who really loves me.
Lots of people love you. Although the next boyfriend you have, I'm going to be vetting him very thoroughly.
Dad.
CV, birth certificate, blood group. No one's going to hurt you like that again.
Thanks.
It's a shame Usha couldn't stay. Would have been nice to watch the film together.
I thought you were getting coffee.
I am,
well,
but...
Well, go on then.
And the worst part is, Ruth, a lot of the things she said were true. I did allow Carl to take advantage. I did let her think that he loved her.
You weren't to know.
But when I point that out, it makes matters worse.
So, when was this?
Sunday. Alan was at church.
Oh, it must be horrible for you.
Oh, Ruth, it's awful. I spend all my time treading on eggshells. When I'm in one room, she tries to be in another.
I'm sorry. But give her time. I'm sure once she's over the shock, she'll see you were in an impossible situation.
It's not just Amy, though. Alan's barely speaking to me.
Alan?
He won't talk. If I ask about her, he tells me it's none of my business.
He actually said that?
Well, maybe not in so many words. I mean, if he got angry, you know, started shouting.
Yeah.
Well, at least then we could deal with it. But this... I'm sick of it, Ruth.
Hey, it's okay.
I mean, he must see how she's treating me. And perhaps it's just his way of punishing me.
Well, it does sound very unfair.
Oh, I don't want to be angry with him.
You're allowed.
No, he's only trying to protect Amy.
Even so.
And I have made a mess of things.
Usha, you've got to stop blaming yourself. This wasn't your fault. I'm sure if Alan knew how you're feeling...
Well, that's the thing, though. I'm not sure I've even entered his thoughts.
Really? Then you need to tell him. Make it clear what he's doing. You can't carry on like this.
No, I can't.
And if Alan won't see it, well, then you'll just have to make him.
Phew.
So George believes in Linda Snell's monster then, does he?
Yeah, along with the Tooth Fairy and the Troll under the bridge. Yeah, mind out.
Hey, hey.
The other side, Grandad. Yeah. I don't want you getting a shock when I turn the fence on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he's been drawing pictures, he's running around growling, scaring Kira.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to have a fertile imagination at that age. Mm. Can't say the same for the Snell woman. she's off her rocker.
Oh, don't let her hear you saying that.
Well, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, you're right, though. Hey, you know she's looking for somebody to cut the big cake.
What?
Yeah, you know, the one your ma's helping make for the Jubilee.
Oh,
ah, an elder statesman. Yeah, who do you reckon that sounds like, then?
Don't know. Oliver?
I was walking the fields round here when the Queen's grandfather was on the throne. Yeah, I've been dropping a few hints to Clary, you know, subtle-like.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, I reckon I got it in the bag.
Eh? Now tell me that ain't pigs.
Huh?
The pasture, look. It's all been grubbed up again.
Oh, dear.
What a mess.
Hey, Edward. What if it's the monster, eh?
What?
Well, what if it wasn't a big cat?
What was it then?
Well, like you said, might be an escaped pig or a wild boar. Probably hiding out in the woods.
Perhaps.
Give William a call.
No.
Yeah, go on.
No, Grandad.
Oh, you want to know what it is, don't you? Ring your brother. He might have seen something.
All right, you two, but get changed first. Oh, hiya, Clary. Come on in.
Ta.
Oh, thanks for picking them up.
Oh, don't you worry, Nick Love. I had an afternoon off.
Oh, got time for cuppa?
Oh, lovely.
Great. Sorry about the bags.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Oh, it's all going to the charity shop. We're having a bit of a clear out.
Oh, see.
Yeah, most of it's stuff the kids have grown out of.
They never stop to.
They really don't. Oh, I meant to ask you.
Yeah?
It's this sponge cake for the Jubilee. I had a look at the recipe now and that all seems straightforward enough, but I wanted to check. Now, do I sandwich the two sponges together?
No. You need to leave them separate. I'll be putting them all together and doing the icing on the Sunday morning.
Oh, great.
Oh, don't forget, too, you'll need to leave baking them to the last minute so they're nice and fresh.
Well, I might just have to have a practice beforehand. Just see me turning up with some horrible, stodgy, burnt brick thing, you know.
Of course you won't. Besides, if Joe gets his way, he'll be the one hogging all the attention.
How do you mean?
Oh, he is determined as he should be the one who cuts it. Oh, he ain't
hang
still
on.
Banging on. You'd think he were getting knighted or something.
Hello, Greenwood Cottage. Oh, hi, Ed. No, Will's not here. Yeah. Right, well, you can try his mobile again later.
Oh, look.
Sure. Okay, then. Yeah. Bye. Oh, sorry, Clary.
No. Is everything all right?
Yeah, just something to do with the estate.
Oh.
Right, then. Tea.
Just look at all this in the shoebox. Oh, you don't mind, do you?
Oh, no, it's just bits and pieces when the kids were little.
Were these Jake's?
Yeah, they're his first pair of shoes. Found the box at the back of the wardrobe while I was chucking stuff out. Oh, and that's got a lock of Mia's hair inside.
Oh, how sweet. Oh, Nick, how lovely.
Yeah, but it's silly, really.
Oh, the precious memories.
Oh. Yeah, a friend gave me that for Jake's christening. Cast of his hand and footprints.
How small they are.
I know. Oh, you forget, don't you?
You shouldn't hide it away. You should have it out somewhere.
Well, maybe. Like I say, everything else is just going back in the wardrobe. Where's the lid?
Here.
Oh, ta. I don't really know. I'm clinging on to it all.
Alan?
Usha?
Sorry. Were you praying?
Yes, I was. What are you doing here?
Well, you weren't at the house.
No. What time is it?
I thought I'd come home early.
Oh, right. I see. Well, I was just about to head back.
Alan, sit down. Please.
What is it?
You have to stop being angry with me.
I'm not angry with you.
Then why do you keep pushing me away? I understand why you're upset, but you can't keep taking it out on me.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm not the enemy here. But at the moment, it feels like two against one.
What's that supposed to mean?
You think I should have said something about Carl sooner.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do think that. That's not the point. It's Carl that I'm angry with, not you.
Well, what about last night, then? You hardly spoke to me all evening.
You went out.
No, before that. I was completely excluded.
You could have stayed.
You didn't ask. But anyway, it was obvious Amy didn't want me there.
What? I don't know what you expect me to do. I'm trying to pick up the pieces.
I know you are.
Amy's the one who's been hurt here. Don't blame me for the way she feels about you.
Well, don't blame me either, Alan. I've said I'm sorry. I've admitted I handled things badly.
Okay.
Well, thanks again, Clary.
No, any time. Bye, love.
Bye. Love to Joe and Eddie. Oh, Mia! What have you got there?
It's the game, the bags.
What?
For the poor people.
Oh, the charity bags. Oh, but sweetheart, you don't have to do that.
I want to.
Well, all right. I suppose maybe the books. But look, that's Mr. Penguin. Oh, you love him. Had him since you were tiny.
I know, but I don't need him anymore.
Don't you want to keep him?
No, I'm a big girl now.
Oh, right. Okay, well, you better give him to me then.
Bye-bye, Mr. Penguin.
Give him a kiss. Right, I'll put him with everything else.
It's been really hurtful. And I don't think you've even noticed. I want to reach out to Amy, but how can I, when in your heart you think she's right? You don't even kiss me goodnight anymore.
Oosh.
I told myself I wasn't going to get upset.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't want you to be sorry, Alan.
I didn't realise it. I haven't been thinking. I suppose I've been so engrossed with Amy. It's so hard to see her going through this. She's my little girl. All I want to do is take the pain away.
Well, of course you do.
I mean, what that man did to her. Yes, I'm angry, but I shouldn't have taken it out on you. Oh, darling.
I just want us to deal with it together. I love you, Alan. And I love Amy. Please, don't shut me out.
Yeah. Yeah, all right then. Yeah, bye.
Will you mention nothing new?
Nope, no sign.
Yeah.
But then he says he doesn't go down that corner often.
So it could still be wild boar, then?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you want to be careful, Edward. They can be vicious animals. Remember when your dad was attacked?
Yeah, so he says.
Don't you believe him?
Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, we're not even sure it is a boar.
Well, you saw the way the field was torn up. What else would I have done then? I'd keep your distance if I was
all
you.
All right, Grandad.
Might be more than one.
Yes, yes. Hello, Mum.
Hello, love.
Hey, Clary, you tell the lad. Eddie was attacked by a wild boar, wasn't he?
Years ago.
Oh, I remember summer. You know Eddie, though.
Ah, you mark my words.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it's wrecking my pasture. Right, I better be off.
Oh, when you stopping?
No, I only dropped Grandad off.
Oh, all right.
And Oliver's milking this afternoon. I'll see you, Grandad. And I'll keep my eye out for the rampaging boars.
Oh, get on with it.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Now, Joe. Got some bad news, I'm afraid.
Well, don't say they didn't have no humbugs.
No, I got them.
Ah.
But I spoke to Susan in the shop, and they've made a decision about cutting the cake.
Oh.
Mr. Pullen's going to do it.
What?
I know.
Pullen?
Well, he's the oldest person in the village.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, Joey's 96.
He can't be.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But she said elder, not eldest. I thought they was looking for somebody dignified with a bit of gravitas.
Yeah, well, they've asked him now.
What if he gets caught short?
Oh, Joe.
Oh, he must have nubbled Linda Snell.
Of course he did.
I seen the way this world works. Decisions made behind closed doors.
It's the Women's Institute.
Yeah, exactly. A discriminatory organisation.
Oh!
They should have put the names of all the folk over 90 into a hat. At least then I'd have stood a chance.
Some vicar I am.
Hmm?
I'm meant to be giving marriage classes tonight. I don't feel very well qualified just now.
Well, now we both need to focus on Amy, on making things right with her.
We will, love. We will.
I hope so. I know she's heartbroken. But I think it goes deeper than that. It's about her mum too, isn't it?
Yes.
She feels there's nobody left she can trust.
Right.
To all intents and purposes, I'm as bad as Carl is.
Oh, it's nonsense.
That's what Amy thinks.
No, he's the one to blame. You were just trying to protect her.
But it's certainly nice to hear you say that.
Of course. You're in an impossible situation. Honestly, love, you must take anything she said to heart. She's angry. She's grieving.
I know.
I'll have a word.
Well, what are you going to say?
I'll have to work that out.
Look, if you think she still needs some space...
No.
I don't want to rush her. It's enough to know you're on my side.
I won't. But I'm not having you made to feel responsible either.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go home.
Yeah.
I promise, we'll sort this out somehow.
So, shall I come to yours first?
Oh, it would be good if you could. I need a hand loading up the van.
Sure.
Then we can head straight off to the showground before I leave you and Bren to it.
Cool, no worries.
Brenda knows the ropes, you'll be fine.
Okay, great.
Not that you'll need any help by then. You'll be a burger pro in no time.
Fingers crossed.
Ooh, look, I'd better go. I'll see you tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Bye.
Bye.
Hiya, Gran.
Hello, dear. And how are you?
Oh, not bad.
Who was that on the phone?
It was just Pip, checking arrangements for Gourmet Grills.
Oh, right.
Yes, I heard she was helping you. She really is proving to be worth her weight in gold.
Yeah, she's a star.
You'll have to take her on full time.
If only. Dad, you okay?
Mm? Oh, yes, fine. Although there's an email I've been meaning to ask you about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's from Howard. Something to do with changes to his order?
Yeah, that's right. I persuaded him to do a promotion for us.
Oh.
It's all written down.
Where?
On the notice board, I think.
Well, I looked everywhere, Tom. I couldn't find it.
It's probably just been covered up.
Oh, maybe. But Howard's badgering me.
Right, okay.
I would have done it myself.
No, I know, my fault. I'll sort it out before I go.
Tony tells me you've got the new polytunnel.
Yes. Do you want to see?
Well, only if you can spare the time.
Of course. The cows need to go back, but they can wait. Dad, you coming? I'm really chuffed with it, Gran. We're going to be able to grow so much more.
Actually, I think I might leave you to it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Right, yeah, sure.
I really could do with getting indoors.
Okay, yeah. You go and rest.
Yes, Tony, put your feet up. We'll go and look at the polytunnel together, won't we, Tom?
The grass has bulked up well.
Yep. We're all set for Monday. Oh, thank goodness for Oliver, eh?
Mm.
Don't know what we'd have done otherwise.
Well, we probably could have managed without him. We've got Eddie.
Oh, I don't know, Ruth. I mean, normally we'd have Tom and Tony helping with the silage.
True.
It would have been tough.
Well, anyway, now it doesn't have to be. It's all worked out.
Yes, as indeed.
And we can start using the slurry tank too. So no more worrying about the lagoon either.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? I mean... surely something's got to go wrong.
David, don't be such a cynic. Let's just be happy for once, hmm? It doesn't happen very often.
All right, if I must.
Oh, give it a go. Right, I want to give Usha a call.
Yeah, okay.
And see how she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you...
No, I'm coming back as well.
You haven't got any work to do in the office?
Nope.
I see.
What?
Nothing.
Ruth?
Hiya!
Oh, hi, Pip. Good day.
Great, thanks. I got my essay back, 79%.
Hey, whoa. Well done, though.
I've just come back to get changed.
You're not going clubbing, are you?
Of course.
Goodness, it's larger than I expected.
That's great, isn't it? It's exactly what we need.
How long did it take them to put it up?
A lot less time than if I'd done it.
I'm sure.
The plan is to have the chilies along here.
I see.
And new varieties of peppers on the other side. I might even try growing some aubergines again too.
How marvellous.
It's a risk, but a good profit if it works. And we've got the space.
And when are you going to manage all this?
Ah, now, that's the question. No, it'll be fine. It doesn't have to happen all at once. And when it does, it's going to make such a difference. To the shop, to the veg boxes.
I can see that.
I mean, these days we've got to give our customers a reason to keep paying a premium. And if they're just getting the same old stuff year in, year out...
Absolutely, Tom.
And then, of course, there's the ready meals. Hopefully I won't have to keep them on the back burner for too much longer.
Well, it's wonderful to hear you being so enthusiastic.
Thanks. It's not always easy. That's why I like coming in here. It's like a little glimpse of what we could be doing.
And how do you think your father's getting on?
Hmm?
Have you managed to find a way of working?
We're getting there. I mean, it all depends on how quickly he recovers, really. And I don't want to push him.
But while things are the way they are...
Then it makes sense for him to be in the office and, you know, he's doing his best.
Even though that's where you'd rather be.
Gran.
Oh, it's all right, Tom. You can be honest. You're doing each other's jobs.
Yeah.
Tony should be on the farm while you push the business forward. That's perfectly reasonable.
Yes, you're right.
It's not as though you wanted him to have a heart attack.
And it does do my head in sometimes.
Of course it does.
All I want is to get things motoring.
I'm sure.
Especially after last year. I just wanted to put it all behind me. But what am I supposed to do? I mean, the day-to-day jobs still need doing. Dad's not up to it. And it doesn't look like he's going to be anytime soon.
No.
I mean, that's the priority. I don't want to push him.
I know, Tom.
So until then... It's not like I've got a lot of choice, is it?
What about poor Spencer? Won't you be abandoning him?
He'll be busy with harvest.
Exactly.
That's the point, though. It's a girly holiday. It'll just be me, Megan and Bex.
Oh?
From my course, Dad. I've told you about them before.
She has, David.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Don't worry, he never listens to me either.
Cheap.
Spencer doesn't mind anyway. We said we'd go away when he's got more time.
Right.
Well, we're going to Tiger Dreams tonight. I need to be extra glam.
Okay.
Extra glam. Oh, to be young again.
Yeah, it's nice to see her so happy, though.
Yeah, just as long as she doesn't burn herself out.
Well, I don't think we need to worry. Her work's obviously going fine. And it's good she's earning extra money.
Yeah, that's true.
She's enjoying herself. That's what she's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, yeah. So, what are our plans for tonight, then?
I don't know.
Because I could have sworn I noticed a little hint earlier.
So you do listen?
When it's of interest. What time are the boys back?
Jill's dropping them off at 9.
Right.
And Pip's getting picked up at 8.
I see. Well, we can't let these youngsters have all the fun. Glass of wine, darling.
That's a shame.
I know. I would have loved to.
I thought that maybe now you've got Pip.
Nope. I've had Alistair on the phone to me twice already trying to convince me to play. But with the milking to do and turnips to drill...
No, of course.
And the emails just keep piling up.
I understand. You must give yourself a break, though.
Hmm. Maybe I'll be able to put my whites on sometime in August, by which time we'll be firmly ensconced at the bottom of the league.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, but Pat's asked me to say that dinner will be ready in about 10 minutes.
Ah, dinner. Now, there's an idea. I wonder what's waiting for me in the fridge.
Well, I expect there'll be enough if you want to stay.
No, no. I'd like to see Brenda at least once today.
Oh. Bye then, Gran. Yes, bye, dear. Lovely to see you.
And, Dad, I replied to Howard.
Oh.
It's all sorted.
Oh, great. Thanks, Tom.
No problem. I'll catch you later then.
Bye,
Mum.
He really is working ever so hard. I don't know how he does it.
Well, he's young.
And he's so passionate about his plans. It's such a shame his energies are being wasted.
I'm sorry?
Well, it hardly makes sense for him to squander his time on the daily chores.
No, maybe.
He should be concentrating on developing the business.
Yeah, and he's welcome to, when I'm feeling a bit stronger. I'll be able to do more soon.
Yes, I know you will.
Then Tom can go back to running his sidelines.
That's not my point, though.
Well, then what is your point, Mum? Has Tom said something?
No.
What has he been saying to you?
Tom hasn't said anything, other than what's patently clear. He's frustrated. He's raring to go.
Oh, well, pardon me. Sorry for almost dying.
Oh, Tony, will you please listen? Even if you hadn't been ill, it would still be time to give Tom more of a say. It was wonderful listening to him talk earlier. He was brimming over with drive and ambition.
Oh, and I'm just a stick in the mud, I suppose.
Tony, how old were you and Pat when you decided to go organic?
I don't know. Early 30s.
So, the same age as Tom, then?
Yeah, thereabouts.
And look how you transformed the farm. Tom's not a boy anymore, Tony. He's in the prime of life. You should be taking advantage of that. Especially now you've had your heart attack.
Yeah.
It's something you're going to need to come to terms with. And Pat as well.
Yeah, all right. But how? The jobs still need doing. It's not all about flashy ideas.
So bring in some help.
What, you mean hire someone?
Yes.
Mum.
At least until you can do the milking again.
We can't afford it. We're still getting back on our feet from the E. coli. And there's the mortgage to pay.
Even so.
The mortgage we took on for Tom and Helen.
And what's the alternative? Hobbling on financially as you are? Or give Tom the reins and let him actually build the business.
We're not hobbling.
Hire some help, Tony. I promise you, once Tom's running things, it'll pay for itself.
David? Pip's gone now. David? Where are you?
Perfect. Wakey, wakey, Casanova.
Oh, love, sorry.
So much for an evening of passion.
No. What time is it?
8:30. Oh. Spencer was late picking up Pip.
Oh, right then.
Forget it, you're still half asleep.
No, the boys will
be back soon.
Well, then I'll be quick. You'll be surprised.
Oh, what?
They can leave a message.
But it might be your mum.
Oh, don't say that.
Just answer it. Go on.
All right. Hello.
Is that David Archer?
Yep.
At Brookfield Farm?
Yeah, speaking.
Listen to me, David. You're not going to give your evidence, okay?
I'm sorry?
When they ask you to be a witness, you're going to tell them that you can't remember what you saw.
Who is this?
David.
Shh.
You love your family, right?
What?
Because if you want them to stay safe...
Hey.
You'll do exactly what I'd say.
What do you mean? Who is this?
David.
Hello? Hello?
What is it? Who was that? David.